All right, I'm talking here with Becca Hess. How's everything going, Becca?
It's been good. Yeah, it's been an exciting few weeks.
Nice. Now, let's let people get the chance to get to know you a little bit better. Sort of, where are you from and what really got you pursuing music as a career?
Sure. Yeah. So I'm based in Abbotsford, BC. I grew up in kind of the Fraser Valley area, which for those of you that aren't from the BC area is not too far outside of Vancouver. And I was born and raised in country music. My dad is a country singer, songwriter, and artist. He was doing the Nashville thing, had the big record deal when I was a kid and was on the radio stations when I was growing up. So I actually grew up on the road with him, selling his merch and helping him set up lights and stuff with my sister, and we would go to all these different shows with him. So I really got to be very much introduced at a young age to the country music scene, which, as you can imagine, has evolved so much since his career and now into mine. But yeah, it was kind of like a natural path for me.
Nice. That didn't at all scare you off, life on the road like that at a young age?
You know what? He was always really good about it because, you know, I was coming to him at like 8, 10, 12 years old, being like, I want to be a star. I want to be a country singer. And he's like, listen, if you're just in it for like the platform heels and the Spice Girls bus, like you're in it for the wrong reasons. He's like, come to me when you want to be a musician. And I'm like, well, can I have both? You know? So he was really good about it. He, you know, being an independent artist after so many years of being with a major label, like he was with Curb Records for so many years. He was very protective and kind of guided me down the path of like, listen, if this is what you want to do, make sure that this is 100% what you want to do, because it is one of the hardest jobs and like mentally, physically can be very draining and also can be incredibly rewarding. So if you're just in it for fame, you're in it for the wrong reasons. Because almost nobody gets famous off of doing this. But he's like, if you're in it to be a musician because you're an artist and a songwriter at heart, he's like, I'm here to help you. So by the time I kind of grew up, through my like later teen years, he was there for me, and I've done a ton of writing with him since then. So I think it was all kind of handled the best.
Because I think there's a lot of people who I think struggle with the fact that they don't get that kind of fame element. They're certainly not as quickly as they'd like. The amount of people I've talked to in general, just not even on the record, just are like, they're ready to quit this, that. I'm like, well, you should really think about that before you just up and do it. And a month later, a person I know now got a big gig, and it's like, month ago, you're ready to just quit. Like,
it's a roller coaster, baby. It really is. Like, you got to have thick skin to do it and a good support system. I think every single one of us creatives, whether it's in music or otherwise, gets to that, you know, gets in that cycle of like, oh, I have this great new idea. Oh my God, I hate it. This is the worst thing ever. No one's going to love it. Okay, maybe it's pretty good. Oh my God, I love it again. And you kind of do this big circle, and that happens with a song, a project. It happens with your whole career, really. And I mean, every single artist that I know on an independent level, all the way up to the big leagues, has many, many times in their career gotten to that crossroad of like, am I done? You know, like, do I want to keep doing this? Because the losses are hard, you know, the lows are low, but the highs are incredible. And I think for me, anyway, to speak for myself, approaching it from the standpoint of like, if I can continue to make enough from music that I can continue to make more music, I'm happy. You know, I, like a lot of independent artists, still work a day job. I've come in and out of that. I've been in music full time and come back to working a day job. But at the end of the day, I write songs, and I'm going to write songs whether anybody listens to them or not. So if I get a few people listening to it, and there's people coming to my shows and, you know, wearing the t-shirts and singing the songs, like, I'm thrilled. That's great.
Nice. Because I think a lot of people, I think at a certain point, have to, everybody wants to be George Strait, Alan Jackson, sure, Shania Twain, Taylor Swift. I think people just have to sort of manage the expectations and reevaluate every so often as to, okay, maybe I'm not going to be Taylor Swift, you know? Maybe I can be that.
I'm definitely not going to be Taylor Swift. Like, I will face facts here. There is no, you know, no rose colored glasses here for me. I get that. And that's all good. And frankly, like, that gig looks hard. The intensity that these people are under is wild to me. But I went through all the years of being in Nashville and, you know, having a bigger producer and being like, okay, maybe this one's going to hit and this one's going to hit. And it's like gambling at the end of the day. It really is. But it's gambling with more than just a financial investment or with your time. It's like a part of you, you know, you're writing the song and you're hoping it's going to connect with people. And you think like, okay, I don't want to get excited, but maybe this is the one. And what that means for different people is going to look really different. For me, I just want it to have enough success out in the world that people go, yeah, I love that song of yours. That means so much to me. And then if it's enough financially that I can get back in the studio for the next one, I'm happy. I'm thrilled. And I've been very lucky over the last like 13, 14 years that I've been able to do that every time.
Nice. And that's a really good, I'd say, healthy way to approach the music industry, which is notoriously very, very difficult. And
yeah,
where I think some people forget that it's, yeah, there's only so many tops at the top of the mountain.
Yeah. And that's very cyclical as well. You know, I look at it like it's kind of like being on a, you know, like a roller coaster or kind of like the Ferris wheel. You know, there's so many incredible artists that have so many incredible songs, and we are always pitted against one another to get to number one or to get to a top 20. And there's only so many spots at the top, but those songs are only going to live at the top for so long. And, you know, those of us that are kind of grinding our way through and digging out from the bottom, eventually, if we get a break, we get up to the top as well. And some people kind of go in circles forever. And some people get off at the bottom after their first run. And it's just, there's only so much room to be number one. So if number one is your goal, I think you're going to spend most of your life being disappointed. But if you can say, hey, man, I get to be on this ride, and like, that is such a joy for me, that feeds my soul, then that's the goal for me.
Awesome. Well, we got the new song Reno we're getting ready to play here on the show.
Yeah.
Tell me all about this one. Where did this one come from, and what made you want to push it out to radio?
Yeah. So, I mean, for anybody that's followed my music throughout the years, you know, I'm a mid-tempo girly. I strap on my emotional knapsack. I like to cry through my songs. So what I really wanted is I have this sort of like duality of, these are the types of songs that I write. And then I get out on a festival stage and I'm covering like Travis Tritt's Trouble, and I'm covering Garth, and I'm covering like all of these, you know, Jody Messina, and all of these really fun up-tempo festival songs. And I was always kind of checking that box in my set list with other artists, pulling from the 90s, the music that I love so much. And I thought, I need to write a song for myself that checks that box, that is like such a festival bop, is such a summer single. And on another note, I happened to go as Katy Perry from the not the Waking Up in Vegas, that's the song that it reminds me of, but from the TGIF music video where she had full on headgear, because I had braces and I work for an orthodontist who gave me full on headgear, like actual headgear that hurts for Halloween, because I'm insane and I love Halloween so much. And the whole time I was dressed up like this, the girls and I were like, man, we got to go to Vegas. And I'm thinking, I am way too broke for Vegas. Like, there is no way. I'm going to Reno. I'm going to go drink with the early birds. I'm going to go hang out at the buffet. And I, you know, between those two things, I just thought, that's the song, you know, is this sort of like tongue in cheek, country cheap version of, you know, a nod to Katy Perry's song without it being remotely like it. But yeah, it feels like a convertible drive. It feels like summer to me, and I'm super excited to play it on festival stages.
That's amazing. And sort of, we're like halfway through the year already, hard to believe, but what's the rest of 2025 kind of look like for you that you can talk about?
Yeah, fair enough. I know all of us kind of play our cards pretty close to the vest. So we've got some fun things. I say we, it's me. Literally, it's me. My sister takes my pictures and videos and stuff for me. But I've got a music video coming out for Reno, which is super fun. I have a second song that I was in the studio with when I was provided a grant by Creative BC. I was able to record both Reno and a song that gets right back to the emotional knapsack side of me. So we get that duality in 1 year, all wrapped up in 2025. So that song's going to come out later this year as well. So it's a big push for me for two new songs. And I'm super excited for those ones to come out. And then I just love playing gigs. You know, sometimes I'm playing private events, doing like gala music, which I love. I'm just wallpaper and setting the sort of tone for the event. And then other times I'm out on a festival stage, which I don't have any I can announce at this moment. But I'm always excited to get back out with the band because it's such a fun time.
Well, Reno is an amazing song. Cannot wait to hear that other one you were talking about.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for taking the time to hang out and chat today.
No, I appreciate you guys at River. You have always supported me, and you were my first phone call this week. So I really, really appreciate it. And I hope you love Reno.